Title: No Longer in Suspense. CMS issues final rule announcing that risk adjustment program transfers for 2017 will be distributed in September. Content: The final rule. In a final rule posted by CMS last Tuesday, July 24, 2018, CMS announced that $10.4 billion in risk adjustment transfers, risk transfers, for benefit year 2017, as calculated pursuant to the Affordable Care Act's risk adjustment program, the risk program, would be distributed to eligible exchange participating insurers in September 2018. The final rule adopts the previously published methodology for the 2017 benefit year with additional explanation. CMS says that it intends to issue a new proposed rule on the risk adjustment methodology for the 2018 benefit year. Why was the final rule met with an audible sigh of relief from a multitude of Affordable Care Act, ACA, stakeholders? Just 2 weeks ago, it looked like the risk transfers, which many consider crucial to the stability of the ACA, the exchanges, and eligible exchange participating insurers, might not be made at all. The suspension. On July 9, 2018, press release, CMS announced that the risk transfers, which were originally intended for distribution this fall, were being suspended until the resolution of pending appeals to a February 28, 2018 ruling, the NM ruling, out of the United States District Court for the District of New Mexico, NM Health Connections versus United States Department of Health and Human Services, et al., number 16-0878, DNM, 2018 USDAST Lexus 32908. According to the NM ruling, the risk program's risk adjustment transfer formula, the risk formula, that is used to calculate risk program transfer amounts and, in particular, CMS's use of the statewide average premium as a part of the risk formula was arbitrary and capricious. Therefore, the district court vacated the use of the risk formula for benefit years 2014 through 2018. In contrast to CMS's "we have no choice" position, numerous stakeholders asserted that CMS's suspension of the risk transfers was another example of the Trump administration's efforts to administratively cripple the ACA without the participation of the legislative branch. This belief was, in significant part, based upon the following: the suspension was avoidable. On January 18, 2018, approximately 1 month prior to the issuance of the NM ruling, the United States District Court for the District of Massachusetts, Minuteman Health Incorporated v. United States Department of Health and Human Services, et al., number 16-11570, DE Massachusetts, 2018 USDAST Lexus 14727, ruled that CMS acted within its authority in promulgating the risk program and the risk formula based on the statewide average premium, the MA ruling. In light of the conflict between the NM ruling and the MA ruling, critics of the suspension concluded that there was, in fact, a choice to be made. The Trump administration could, follow the MA ruling to avoid the detrimental impacts that could have resulted from the suspension, or, two, follow the NM ruling and, in turn, suspend the risk transfers. The Trump administration chose the latter and, according to its critics, continued its efforts to destabilize/kill the ACA. The suspension was timed to provide maximum harm to the ACA. Many noted that the press release was issued at the same time that ACA participating insurers were deciding whether to participate on the exchanges in 2019 and, if they were going to participate, setting their benefit packages and premium levels for the 2019 plan year. As a result, many critics argued that the suspension was perfectly timed to impact such decisions and potentially have significant negative impacts on the number of participating insurers and the level of premiums for 2019. In an article published in the New York Times on the same day as the press release, "Health Insurers Warn of Market Turmoil as Trump Suspends Billions in Payments," by Robert Pear, NYT, July 7, 2018, Justine G. Handelman, a senior vice president of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, was quoted as saying that any action to stop disbursements under the risk adjustment program will significantly increase 2019 premiums for millions of individuals and small business owners, and could result in far fewer health plan choices. It will undermine Americans' access to affordable care, particularly for those who need medical care the most. Similar concerns were voiced by Brad Woodhouse, the director of